Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In light of today's episode, I would like to call out Irish Radio.
Okay.
Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
And Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah.
Can go and fuck off.
Oh, but like, we've had this conversation before.
No, yeah, you hate, I know, you think English radio is so much better than Irish radio, which is damn true, and there's a hell of a lot more options. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like every time I get into the car and turn on the radio, I hear fucking Lewis Capaldi. He's a sound lad. I follow him on social media. He's gas.
But his music's dog shit.
His music is very, it's a bit of a Debbie Downer, and it's constantly on.
That's, and you've got the power of me, man.
Fucking hell. I switched from one station to the other day and they were playing the same song.
Oh no.
I was like, no. It was like Black Mirror.
It isn't. It's a nice break from like Hozier, Ed Sheeran, and Picture This though.
Oh, Picture
It is. I'm calling, sorry, code line.
I'm calling you out. Irish Radio, I'm calling you out. This is your call out. You have 10 seconds to respond. Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion podcast. Nearly fucked that up. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And this week we're talking about call-out culture.
Yeah.
We are talking about whether it's necessary, whether it's needed. We're discussing it. We're not hunting down anyone. Acting like that, we're just simply discussing the topic.
The culture.
What is your opinion on it, Carla?
I think that it kind of like, it started just a bit of background history.
Oh yeah, we're going to have to give a bit of context here because I actually realised last night when I put this up on my Instagram looking for people's opinions, there's not a lot, there's a very, I suppose in the grand scheme of things and the amount of people who have followers and stuff like that, people who follow social media, it's only a small pocket
yeah.
that follow,
do you know what I mean? Pages, yeah.
Specifically because I put this up on my own Instagram, it's an even smaller pocket of my followers that follow these pages.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So a lot of people don't really even know or just get involved with this. So a bit of context of, I'd say bring it back to last summer and what happened.
Yeah. So yeah. I think, let's go further. Oh. It kind of was a thing in America, wasn't it? It kind of started there with a load of YouTubers. There's kind of these things called tea pages. So it's like spill the tea, spill the truth, all that kind
of
stuff.
There's a YouTube channel called Tea Spill in particular.
There is. Yeah. And there's one called Tea by Ali.
Right.
Which is really active on Twitter. I follow her and she is aggressive. And then there's Rich Looks.
Okay.
He's, again, a tea page, but he kind of like became huge. I think he's got like 2, 3, 4 million people.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people. And he kind of became huge and he kind of does both. So he kind of does more like comments on their life. So it's almost like having, do you remember the Daily Inquirer?
No.
Or what was it? Was it called the Daily Inquirer? I think it was called the Daily Inquirer. Do you remember? It was just a shite rag and it used to like put out the most outrageous. It would be like Victoria Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
Having an affair with a woman in Thailand. And you'd be like,
she was doing her nails, hun. Like, fucking calm down. Yeah, no. I even compared it because I had a bit of a rant about this last week on my own Instagram.
Yeah.
They are the equivalent, some of them are the equivalent to like OK Magazine or Take a Break.
Love it. Adam O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Just love it.
Absolute shite rags.
Shite rags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely trademark.
So I think that was kind of like, I mean, it's always been around for years, hasn't it? Where people are like, ooh, gossip yeah. pages. And then Perez Hilton was obviously, that's how he got famous. Yeah. He had a massive gossip page. It was about celebs. Then it kind of filtered down to American YouTubers and American influencers, particularly YouTubers, though. They used to like dissect their videos, go through them. If they launched a product, they'd like resource where they sourced all their ingredients. Really like intense, in-depth reviews and stuff like that. I know John Cookie, and he was a big, you know, call-out page, but he was one of these people who was a call-out page, and then he'd kind of like try and half do it himself too.
That's what I feel with some of these as well. Yeah,
they try and have to do it themselves as well.
Yeah.
Gas. But there was him. And then we had the big Irish page, which was, of course, Bloggers Unveiled.
Which stemmed from Bullshit Caller Outer.
Oh my God.
Hashtag never forget.
Fucking totally forgot. Yeah. Hashtag totally forgot.
That was last January.
Bullshit Caller Outer.
Yeah.
And it ran slowly, didn't it? It was a very slow page, was it?
I don't think it was. I think it grew a bit of legs, but it
no, but as in it was slow, as in it wouldn't be like 8 posts a day.
Oh,
it
no,
would
no,
be
no.
Like,
no, yeah, no, there'd be quality tea there. Very dark tea.
Dark tea. But I think it all stems from the fact that, you know, for a very long time, Irish influencers were unregulated. They kind of did what they wanted. Nobody really gave a fuck. Everybody was, you know, happy enough to just be like, grand.
Mm.
So then we had the big one, the biggest one, which was Bloggers Unveiled. So that just fucking grew legs, like, walked.
It was mental. It had like 160,000 followers.
260K was what it was on when it was closed down.
When it closed down.
Holy shit. It got like 100K very quickly, though, didn't it?
It was running for about like 6 months or something, was it? It was, because Bullshit Caller Outer started in, I think, January 2018. Now, as far as I'm... Look, we're not here to talk about who was running them, but I think there was a couple of people running that one, because remember, there was initials on it. And that was there for, like, a month or a month and a half. Then that got closed down. I think they sold that page, because a random page came up never followed.
They put up a thing being like, I've gone into hospital or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they weren't well. Yeah,
they were like, I'm not well and I'll be closing this page down.
Yeah, but as far as I remember, I think they sold it because it was changed, like, and I had the same amount of followers.
Yeah.
I think they actually sold it to somebody, which I swiftly unfollowed.
Yeah.
But that was around for like, oh no, I could be completely wrong, like a month and a half to like 2 months, 3 months. Then that went and people were devastated. Like,
yeah,
devastated. Deva. That's where Bloggers Unveiled then came from, and it just grew fucking legs.
It did. It grew legs.
I got a shout out from them, and I got 5,000 followers.
I'm pretty sure half my following is from Bloggers Unveiled.
Yeah, it's mental.
But that's because everybody decided I was Bloggers Unveiled.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah.
But that's obviously because I did my 2018 rant. Was that my first one?
That was Leave It in 2017.
17. My 2017 rant happened. 2 weeks later, Bullshit Colorado happened. And then Bloggers Unveiled swiftly afterwards. So everyone was like, how convenient for you to do a rant, gain a following. And now there's call out pages. I was like,
God, Carla, actually, now that I think of it, it does make sense.
Literally, everybody was like, how convenient of you.
Another thing, I noticed when I kind of put my little box up on my Instagram was the amount of people who mentioned that name, which I won't be mentioning that name. Who was accused of it. I personally still don't think it was her. I think one person said it and everybody else followed suit. And these are good friends of mine that I love
do
and respect.
Do disagree with.
And I do disagree with them. I disagree.
I do. And I totally, I was away during the demise, I was away when everything came out about it. And I remember I used to be, you know, in the middle of Peru, and I'd be doing like an AMA and Ask Me Anything.
Yeah.
And 50% of the questions were about Bloggers Unveiled, and then the other 50% were like, how are the alpacas? What are the treks like? Do you
know? I actually remember you doing some of them AMAs and being like, sorry, not at home, I'm not on social media, don't have any coverage, sorry, hon.
So, like, I'd go for days without my phone, because obviously we didn't have Wi-Fi until we got into the hotels. And then when you did get Wi-Fi, you were downloading Netflix for your bus trips.
Yeah.
You weren't fucking catching up on tea.
Yeah, I gotcha.
From these pages, you know?
So, like, I suppose the main premise of it, and I think they did, they opened up a lot of eyes.
They were...
Initially, they did. Yeah,
100%. But I also, as much as I was gleeful You know, because I was like, ooh.
Oh, see, the thing is, I love the drama. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I am fucking sitting there here for it. Yeah. I love it.
Sitting there with a pint glass.
Yeah. Like, I absolutely do. I love it. Last year with Bloggers Unveiled, okay, I didn't agree with absolutely everything that was said. But, however, I did agree with a lot of it. And I did love to see it happening.
We love to see it.
We love to see it. But at the same time, would I have felt that way if I had been done wrong? Do you know what I mean? Because there were a few accusations mm-hmm. that went out that were wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That, like, that would be really unfair, and that would make you fucking hate them. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I had conversations with them. I know you did too. I'll call them until proven otherwise, because I don't know. People were like, it was one person. Other people were like, it was another. People were saying it was this, that, and the other. And then, like, there was a lot of, you know, I remember I put up a screenshot from my phone and they were like, oh, look, you're three and they're Vodafone, so it can't be you. And I was like,
yeah, people.
Jesus, people are really getting into it.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing about Bloggers Unveiled too, it was real Gossip Girl, wasn't it? It was like, who? And people became more obsessed with finding out who it was than they were obsessed with everything else. But that's because influencers in Ireland gave it so much time.
Yeah.
And I think we've learned from that. And I think influencers have learned from that the reason it like got so big is because they gave it so much time.
Yeah. But the funny thing about this is, okay, so what happened was with Bloggers Unveiled, it was gone for about 6 months. Then it kind of switched and it turned into a bit of a witch hunt of who Bloggers Unveiled was. And it all got a bit much. There was the shutdown of Carrie's Closet.
That, like, really was the kind of beginning of the end.
I think that was the beginning of the demise.
I think
that was
May, and I think they shut the page down in August.
I think it was July.
Was it July?
Yeah, it was by August it was done for. Because I remember, like, I did support the page back then. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't really get involved with much controversy now, because I just remember when I was kind of supporting Bloggers Unveiled, there was just a lot of negativity towards, like, it was just a lot of negativity attached to it, you know what I mean? And it did make me feel like shit. And I was like, do you know what? I'm just not going to get involved in the gossip anymore. Like, I'm just, I'm sick of it. But I did support, and I did say on my social media last year, this was around the time as well that I was switching from Snapchat to Instagram. I was like,
oh, the big change.
Yeah, the big change. Can you just give a fucking over trying to find out who it is? I says, because you are all going to be snapping when this person is either A, found out, or B,
gone.
It's gone too much for them and they're going to shut down the page. You are going to be fucking raging and you're going to regret that. And it happened like 3 weeks later. It happened literally. I couldn't believe, like, I was only after fucking, not that it happened because I said it, but I was literally only after saying it. I was like, calm the fuck down. It's going to be gone if you keep this up. And it was. About 3 weeks later,
gas.
It was gone. And I think with the fallout of that, that's where these new ones are after stemming from, because there's a lot of them.
But I will say what you want about Bloggers Unveiled. 90% of the time, it was cold hard truth. It was facts. It was screenshots. It was receipts. It was this. It was that. It was, you know, accurate things, you know. And obviously people were like, oh fuck, and obviously it affected, like, I remember somebody saying to me before that it affected Sosu's tan launch so badly.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it really hemorrhaged her.
Fuck.
Now obviously she's flying now, issues, but they did take a lot of, like, they took the first lotions. Do you remember the first lotions were in a pump bottle?
Oh yeah.
And now they're in a squeezy tube and the lotions all of a sudden disappeared and came back.
Yeah because there was some shit about it being gone off, or the way that it came out lumpy or something.
It came out
like that,
lumpy or something along those, and it was dripping in shite, do you remember? Because it was kind of green.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell, I remember that. Suppose with the likes of the getting called out for not, like, what was some of the stuff? The big thing was driving while you're on your phone.
That was one of the big things. One of the big things was driving while you were on your phone. Another big thing was Photoshop and photos.
Not declaring when something was paid, like a paid review.
People, relatives winning giveaways.
Yes.
Relatives winning giveaways was another big one.
Shady kind of side jobs, like the whole Norsen thing with the Australian.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Yeah.
So one of the bloggers basically was an ambassador for... was an ambassador for the... I think for the Irish Nurses Abroad or something like that. Yeah, and they... A lot of them went based on what this blogger had said about there being loads of work available in Australia, and then when they got there, they didn't have any.
It was like
work.
0 hour contracts, yeah,
like,
and
fucked, like, basically.
You get pulled every 2 seconds.
Yeah, that was a huge one.
Yeah. And again, like, my thing was always the reason why I think I was so like, was I knew it forever. I knew the photoshopping forever.
Mm.
I knew that, like, I remember watching things and being like, bullshit, she's being paid for that, you know? And I remember thinking, how do so many people not know this?
Yeah.
So I was almost buzzing because I was like, at least it's in the open.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing as well. I think a lot of people liked about it was the fact that it opened their eyes.
Yeah.
But, like, I think, personally, I think... that it did the job. I don't think that there's as much shady shit going on these days.
Definitely not.
There's definitely not, because...
There's 100% not. Look at the biggest culprit from that page.
Yeah.
Who dug her head in the sand, came up with excuse after excuse, said she wasn't photoshopping, said it wasn't this, said it wasn't that, said this, that and the other, all this other shite, like... And now she's living her best life, just kind of, like, well, not totally as herself, but close enough.
I've still seen some.
Yeah, I know you've seen things, but like, I mean, compared to it's day and night compared to last year.
Oh, absolutely. There's a huge improvement. It's not 100% better, but it is a hell of a lot better. I'm going to go ahead and say 60 or 70%, like, less bullshit than there was last year. But like that, I just don't think that there's as much call for them now. And I feel like the stuff that's going out. Like, there was one page that's been gone for about a year that I followed, I'd say, about... And she actually gave us a statement, I'll read it out. That's been gone for about a year, and I felt that was a good one.
See, I've never followed that page.
Right, okay.
Ever.
So this one, it's been gone for about a year, and I did like this stuff that she called out. In fairness, I did. It was very factual. There was proof there. It was all shit that needed to be called out. Like, still, people driving while they're... recording themselves while they're driving and stuff like that. It was very factual, in fairness. But the ones that are coming out of the woodwork now are just plain shite.
Yeah.
I am sorry. I said this last week. I was like...
Nitpicking.
They're nitpicking. They're giving people a voice and they're sending in anything that they want it without any proof, and it's being shared.
Mm-hmm.
And then two snaps later, it's been disproven by somebody else. Like, there's just no fucking... what is the point? It's very weird. Anyway, the one that's been gone kind of for the last year or so, I put out a thing saying, give us your opinions on this, please. And one of the call-out pages actually gave us a statement. So here it goes. Hey Jen, just on your unpopular opinion topic, I felt Bloggers Unveiled really opened people's eyes to what was really going on, especially with big influencers. I think what happened with that page was that they did take it too far, and you could really see who they didn't like, and in my opinion, it got nasty sometimes. I opened my page in June of last year because I wanted somewhere we could discuss what was going on in the blogging world where it was an adult conversation and not bitchy, just based on facts, which is what I said about Bloggers Unveiled last year. Sorry, I'm going off. This is what I said about Bloggers Unveiled last year, because there was a few things that I didn't agree with them putting up, and I was like, just keep it to the shady shit.
What didn't you like?
Like, some people would just send in their opinions. Like, she'd do the same. Do you know what
really?
I mean?
Really, did
just,
she?
Yeah, sometimes there was shit going up and it was like, why did you share that? Like, why?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of any examples.
Yeah, well, I've no screenshots. Like, you know, you don't think at the time, but there was a few bits that went up and I was like, what? Fuck off. Like, do you know what I mean? My page, going back into it now. My page has been slow to build because I try my best to only call out facts, like driving on the phone. If somebody says or does something that I feel is controversial, I'll share it. I don't share photoshopped photos. I don't reveal affairs, in brackets, I know loads, by the way. I ask my followers for recommendations on makeup, tan, hair products, etc. because I know the bottom line is people are so sick of seeing ad after ad, and they know the influencer is being paid to give this product a good review. Women love to chat, and bloggers and influencers are a hot topic. They are in our lives on a day-to-day basis through our phones. People can't say what they really feel to the influencers for fear of being blocked. They can't say it in Gals. Oh yeah, another bit of context. There's a group on Facebook with the name, we'll just call it Gals. And it's kind of like, it's just a forum for...
They've calmed down though,
they have calmed down, yeah. It's just a forum for people who follow people on social media to just have a chat about them. So they can't say it in Gals, or they're just being called jealous bitches. I feel once a page is being ran right, it's not all doom and gloom and a witch hunt. They are needed. There are no regulatory bodies governing what influencers put out there, and they can say and do whatever they like. Since bloggers unveiled, the advertising standards have gone way up. They're not perfect, but at least there is transparency there now. On my page, I just like to say say it as it is. I don't get personal, and if I call somebody out on something, I move on. I could be praising them the next week for something that they did do. I don't, quote-unquote, target people. Hope this helps, girls. Love the podcast. Now, if you have any questions, ask away. I did say to her there, thanks a million, we'll put this up on the podcast. If we have any questions, we'll send them over to you. And then we were just like, oh shit, because this page closed their account about a month ago, And I just said, just wondering what was the reason for you closing down the page? Did it get too overwhelming or what was crack? And she wrote back and said, it just got really overwhelming. I went from 4,000 followers to almost 17,000 followers overnight. People were accusing people of running the page, and I was afraid of a witch hunt happening. I can't cope with the amount of messages that were coming in, and I made a promise that when I started the page to read every answer answer every message. Sorry, Jen. Fucking hell. I just wanted to step away to focus on home. I really missed the page. It became a big part of my life. I logged in purely by mistake the other day, and I read some lovely messages, and I said, feck it, I'll stay. I know I can close it at any time if it gets too much again. So,
what do you feel?
I agree with her. Like, I do, like I said, I do agree with calling shit out that needs to be called out. I don't, the photoshopped photos, I think people are wide to it now.
I don't think they are.
Really?
Because they still do it.
Yeah, they still do it. But like, what if it, if you're promoting, like, say fucking Slim Fast or a diet pill, and you're like, hey guys, this is me and my gym girl, look how well I look, and it's photoshopped to fuck, obviously you don't want to be photoshopping that stuff, because you're promoting like a diet plan or a certain size of clothing or a style of clothes that, you know, if you're promoting like something that's got to do with your body, don't fucking photoshop it, have a true to life. Of course I would prefer people were more real. I never put filters on my photos, never put them on my stories.
It's less about a filter though, isn't it? It's like, a filter is a fucking filter. No, let them have a nice little, you know.
Yeah, no, I know, but like, I'm the type of person that doesn't use anything like that. Yeah. So I would prefer it if nobody else did, but at the same time, like, what's, unless if you have a load of 12-year-olds following you. And if you're, sorry, somebody said this the other day, if you're promoting fucking retinol on your Instagram, you're not getting followed by 12-year-olds, do you know what I mean? These people, I also feel like people have a responsibility to know what the fuck is up if you're going to be following somebody. Like, don't be naive if you're going to be following somebody like this. Like, for instance, Louise Cooney put up a video there saying that she's moving to fucking New York. Don't follow her if you think, like, oh, well, Louise Cooney did it, I can do it. Don't be so fucking naive to think that.
You have your own responsibility.
Exactly. You have your own responsibility. And another thing that I saw, and I think I've said this on the podcast before as well, Rosie Connolly just had Remy, I think Remy's 8 weeks or 10 weeks old.
Yeah.
Rosie Connolly was back in a crop top about 3 weeks after having her baby, and people were going fucking ape.
Yeah, we discussed that.
We talked about this, like, they were going fucking ape. Basically saying, the cheek of her to be walking around in a belly top when I had a baby 3 years ago and I still can't wear my normal jeans. Like, that's not fucking Rosie Connolly's fault. If she makes you feel shit about yourself because she, quote unquote, bounced back, unfollow her. Like, don't be putting that on her. You have your own responsibility to be following stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I think we're in such a weird ducks when it comes to kind of following Call Out Pages and all that other thing, because I feel like no matter how much people are like, why is it them, why is it why does Rosie have so many followers, why does Louise have so many followers, why aren't people following more pages, like, you know, let me think, like, just why aren't they following more certain pages?
Yeah.
And then they're like, but then in the same breath, they're like, all they do is moan and moan and moan, and I can't be dealing. And I'm like, well, the reason why people follow Louise and Rosie and all is because they want to see the best of life. They don't want to see the show. And that's another thing, because people would be like, Louise wouldn't show the hard parts of moving to New York. No, because you don't want to fucking see that. The majority of people don't want to see the hard parts. They want to see the highlights and be like, oh my God, amazing.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like escapism. They want to be like, oh my God, that's brilliant. Rosie bounced back. She looks incredible after her children. So it's the same. It's like, it's a really fucked up mentality.
Oh, it really is. Yeah.
And it's like this real kind of like, oh, like, you want the anti-hero, but the anti-hero will never be as good as the hero.
No, definitely.
They'll never be as popular. So it's like, decide which one you fucking want. You can't indulge in both.
That's it. Exactly.
You can't say it's one thing for one way and another thing for another. Like, pick a fucking side.
Yeah.
Not saying that you can't enjoy Rosie Connolly's content and Mermaid of Jade's. You know what I mean? You can enjoy both, definitely. But it's this kind of, you know, why do people follow this person? And it's like, because people like that fucking content.
Yeah.
Like, even your page, you keep it really light. Mm. You're not on every day. Your stories are quite short. I don't think I've seen a story from you that's been miles long.
Mm.
And you just generally pop in, pop out, do a few funny bits and fuck off, back out.
Mm.
You know, I wouldn't be so much that. I kind of vlog my whole day.
Yeah.
From having a drink in the morning to getting makeup to doing clients to other shit that I've done.
Yeah.
There's an audience for both.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. There's reasons why people are like, oh, we love Jen so much, because they see
The best parts
of Jen. Do you know what I mean? Whether it's like, say, someone like Claire, they see the best and the worst parts of Claire Balding.
Yeah, yeah.
They see the shit parts. With me, they kind of see both as well.
Yeah.
But why shouldn't Rosie be able to show her lovely life?
Yeah.
Do you get me? If that's the way she wants to curate her page and she's built her following that way, be very out of sorts for her to rock on up in a tracky in a hun bun being like, blade and shy, everything's fucking shy.
Yeah, I'm dying.
But at the same time, it's, you know, there's people getting called out for being positive, and then there's people getting called out for moaning, and then there's people getting called out for saying that everything's perfect, and then people getting called out for being like, she's not arsed.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and you even see that between, look at, say, Rosie Connolly and Great Face by Grace kind of have the same amount of following. I'd say they have very similar followers as well.
Yeah.
Like, as in the same people follow both. But Grace gets slated because she's probably not as motivated as Rosie. She is a little bit lazier.
She doesn't show all of her things, though. Like, Rosie, I wouldn't say shows as much as Grace does.
Yeah, exactly.
Rosie is a curate. To me, anyway, I don't follow Rosie. I've never followed Rosie. But when I've dipped in and out, because we do dip in and out.
We do. When we see somebody being talked about, we dip in and out.
We definitely dip in and out. But from what I've seen from Rosie's versus Grace's page, and I did follow Grace for a small amount of time. I don't follow her anymore because the content, again, just wasn't for me, which is totally fine. But I feel like Rosie's is more of a curated feed. So it's more, you know, she shows very select parts of her life. Whereas Grace does show, I would think, a lot more moment to moment.
Yeah, but that's what I mean about like that. It's this kind of probably the same followers that they have, but people moan about Grace because she is like that.
Yeah, because she shows more.
Because she shows more, and people don't moan about Rosie as much. Or if they do moan about Rosie, it's because her life is perfect. It's because, oh, look at her. Like, why is she getting this and why is she getting that? And that's such a waste. And, you know, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I actually can't win with some people, do you know what I mean? Because you're one person and they're both bloggers, they're probably on the same PR list, they probably get the same free shit.
Yeah.
They both have two kids.
They had kids within a month, didn't they?
Yeah, and they're both similar ages. Like, you cannot get as similar like as those two, but their audiences one gets an awful lot more criticism than the other because they are a bit more normal.
Yeah,
that's like,
And they are the same, like Grace is 30 and Rosie's 29.
Yeah, like they're very similar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so they're, and they've two kids and they both had kids at the same time. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mad.
It's mad. It's absolutely crazy, mad. Now. I have loads of opinions on this, but I think fundamentally a lot of people feel the same way about it as gas. So basically what most people were saying was call out pages are needed, but when it gets personal, they're not.
See, I have some from our page. I have some conflicting opinions.
Very funny.
Conflicting. Very funny. So I have one here. Hey, I think call out pages are needed badly, especially because there is so much scamming online going on. Look at Carrie's Closet last year. All the people that scammed using AliExpress clothes and selling them off at ridiculous markup. Mr. Makeup getting scammed by the people doing... Oh, Mrs. Makeup. MRS. Makeup getting scammed by people doing her kitchen and then proceeding to work with Carrie's Closet after. I couldn't believe it. I stopped following her after that. The makeup fairy buying followers and then photoshopping herself beyond recognition. These are just a few examples of why we need this pages to stop scammers and liars like this getting rich. There are some hardworking and honest bloggers and influencers out there that aren't getting a look in because of these people. I also wish there was a call out page for scamming landlords and landladies because they are the worst.
Oh.
Please start that page.
Best invention ever.
Would someone out there actually who has a bit of time start one of them pages?
That'd be amazing, yeah.
That would be, that we would get do legs.
We'll do it on the unpopular opinion. Send us in.
Send us in your scamming stories and maybe we'll be the unpopular opinion slash landlord scammers.
Slash landlord caller hour. I have a very interesting DM here. It's the one that I screenshotted and sent to you last night.
Oh yeah, go on.
So, this is from the sister of a person who runs one of the current call-out pages. Hi Jen, my sister runs one of them call-out pages. She is nothing but a troll and is regularly called out for her nasty comments that she makes from her personal page. When I found out about the page that she runs, I told her I wouldn't have anything to do with her until she removes it. She chose her page over her own sister. I think it's an ego boost for her. Well.
Discuss.
That is crazy to me.
Okay, so first of all, I wouldn't say she chose the page over her sister.
Yeah, I'd say it was more of a case that she can't just let it go. Like,
I think it was more of a case that she was just like, no, but I like this. And yeah. The sister is probably like, well, fuck you, because I think you're a troll.
True.
But what I will say is that it's a toughie.
It is a toughie, but it goes back to what we were saying a while ago about the fact that some of these call-out pages, their heads get huge.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they love the following aspect because I do feel, and I'll probably get absolutely hung, drawn and quartered for this, but I don't actually care, but I do feel like a lot of these pages stem from
failed bloggers. You said this before.
Yeah, failed bloggers. Failed, not even failed bloggers, but also people that wish they could do it but just didn't. So it's like, they're sitting out. Because I remember, right? I remember before I started my makeup page, I used to, for some reason, I just didn't have the confidence to start my own page. I was relatively new to doing freelancing clients and stuff like that. I just didn't have, my confidence wasn't there. Like, my confidence has come on so much in the past 4 years. It really has. Like, where I was versus where I am now is mental. But I remember looking at all the other pages and be fuming. Gas. I'd be like, why am I like, that's not even that good a makeover.
Right.
Pure jealousy.
Okay.
Because I felt like I wasn't like fulfilling my, do you get me? Like, I felt like I wasn't fulfilling my,
your passion.
My passion or my thing that I thought, a thing that I thought I was good at.
Yeah.
Not the best, but I thought that I was good at and you were, I was almost fuming.
So you were looking at it going, I'd do a good job at that. And yeah. Fuck's sake.
And look at them getting PR and look at them doing.
Yeah.
And then I put myself out there and obviously like.
It worked out.
Well, it's worked out to a point, yeah. But isn't it funny? Because like, I'm sure you've seen comedians and you're like, that's not funny.
Yeah. No, I have, yeah. And
it's a little bit of the green-eyed monster.
It's not that it's... yeah, sometimes I do look at people's content and I'm like... Or say if they're doing an ad for a certain thing. And I know that a lot of these things have to be curated as well. So like, it's not just down to the comedian if it's shite. Like, but I do be kind of looking at it going... Right, why did you get into, why are they so successful? They're not that funny. I know you steal content.
Yeah.
I know you've stolen material, hon.
What are you talking
like,
about?
Like, why? Why are you getting all of this? Like, it, you know, it does kind of...
It plays on you.
Yeah. And then even before I started doing me thing, I was looking at other people going, fuck's sake, like, I'd love to do that.
Because you were big on Facebook, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, famous on Facebook.
Facebook famous.
And then Facebook kind of died to death and everybody got big off Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because I know that's where Lindsay and Claire built their following. That's they really built. And that's where same. You built your following.
Yeah.
Again, I wasn't really an avid Snapchat user. But again, I was fuming because I was like, I wish I just did more with my Snapchat. But I was always on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I kind of remember doing Instagram stories and being like, this is grand. I actually don't mind talking to the camera. I'll do it here. And then it all became a thing.
Yeah, I do feel like that as well, because it's such an easy thing to do and because you can be successful in it and get a good bit out of it, that's where it does come from people. Like, I'll give you an example. Even when, what was it? What, that group, Girls, when the media weekend for Centre Parks. Did we talk about this before on the podcast?
I think we did, yeah.
I think we did, yeah. Yeah. Basically, there was a media weekend, which was the sole purpose for Centre Parks was to get the word out there that it was open. So people with big followings were invited to go and stay in Centre Parks, and there was fucking uproar about it. Basically, and I actually have a response in my thing about this going, oh, they were all sent to Centre Parks and, you know, all this. Like, why didn't they give it to families who need it? Firstly, do your research before.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before you start bitching about companies and giving them a bad name, because their charity partner is Barrettstown. So, like, they couldn't be doing enough for families in need. First off the bat, like, do your fucking research before you start doing that. Secondly, that you need to understand PR before you start bitching about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to understand media. You need to understand promotion. Like, don't talk about something that you don't know anything about. Like, you're making it sound so simple, but it's a hell of a lot more complex than that. Then you have, like, they were only after doing a charity thing for Barrettstown where they raised like 10 grand. And then the thing about the whole...
This one really riled you, didn't it?
Really fucking annoyed me, because the thing is, the people who were in need of an invite down there... Now, I know Sharon from Our Really Big Journey was only invited down last weekend, which was obviously not the media weekend. But the media weekend, people in need were invited there. They did stay there. Did you know about it? No, because they don't have a fucking social media following, which makes no sense. Like, do you know what I mean? That's why you didn't see it. And that's why they're not called for the likes of media weekends. Like, you know, the majority of them weren't families in need, because you wouldn't have seen a hun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. They don't have social media followings. they could have invited 100 families down there that had special needs, but you didn't see one of them because you don't have a social media following. Well, so don't be bitching about it when you know fuck all about it. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, I know Sharon from Our Really Big Journey, she got a lot of kickback then.
Oh, because she wasn't talking about
She wasn't
about
showing prices.
Yeah.
Fuck me, like.
I know, you can't win. But then again, she's not a fucking travel agent. There's no point in Margaret asking Sharon, well, how much is it going to be for a weekend in October, hon? Sharon doesn't fucking know.
Yeah.
Go on the website.
Yeah.
Find out. Like, it was ridiculous. Now, I don't know what it was that was said to Sharon, or was it DMs, or was there a discussion somewhere else? I'm not sure where it even came out of. I didn't see anything personally, so it must have been her DMs, but... Like, she was basically hauled out for not talking about prices, but she got very upset.
Oh, the poor thing.
I know, horrible.
Like, let people enjoy things.
Yeah.
I have a contrary opinion. Okay. I would say contrary opinion anyway. I would definitely say that. So, I hate those pages. The nasty, bitchy, entitled questions about people they don't know. Resentment about people making money or posting different content as they get older or change jobs and have kids. Interesting fact. Or not fact, but you know what I mean, interesting observation. Yeah. Wanting to know about their relationships and their partners.
Yeah.
And the admins claiming they're just letting people ask and not actually posting their own opinions, but they absolutely are.
Oh.
Oh. They are just vile. I unfollow people all the time. There's plenty of popular Instagrammers that I just don't get a buzz off or I just don't like. But to go looking for dirt on them, to take them down a peg, quote unquote, says far more about those page admins and their fans than the bloggers they target.
I would agree with that.
What an iconic statement.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And touching on that, one of the ones, it's not the one that sent us in the opinion or the statement. It's the other one, the one that kind of came up out of fucking woodwork and it's grown legs now. I have a, when I did my rant last week, I was saying like, okay, all right with the ethical stuff, like the work stuff, when they're not declaring ads, when they're driving while they're, you know, stuff that needs to be called out, I wholeheartedly agree with, once there's proof, right? These things I do agree with. But what's going up on this page is putting up anon boxes. So basically, it's like the AMA boxes, ask me a question. People write into that and they will share what's being said, whether there's proof or not. So everything is just being shared. Like, somebody will write in and say, anybody got any tea on fucking Facebook Race? Has anybody got any tea?
And like, someone will be like, well, I saw her in Tesco and she was saying she actually doesn't like the kids. You know?
Like, yeah. Like, what the fuck? And then they'll share the responses to that.
Yes.
And then somebody will disprove the response two snaps later and they'll put that up as well. Like, it's just so fucking right. It's like an actual live feed of people gossiping. Because they're just sharing every single thing that comes... Well, they say that they aren't. And I will tell you about a really read-out conversation that I had with her.
Do, but I'm just actually going to say the girl that wrote in that
two
screenshots.
That. Okay.
And one is a story. So she sent it from a story from this person. I don't know who this is. It's from her own thing. It's from her own page.
Okay.
So it says, remember the girls in school who could only make friends by bitching about other girls? And then she screenshotted that page that you're about to talk about, saying, this is what they do when they grow up.
Oh my God, so true. So true.
But at the same time, that girl that wrote in, she put that up on her own story. And it does, unfortunately, when you talk about shit like that, people don't follow.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why we're not really saying any names of the pages, like... So this one crawled out of the woodwork and it was what prompted me to give me a little rant last week about the whole thing about them being like fucking shite rags. So I put up a rant basically saying, look, call out the shit that's unethical, call out all that type of shit, that's fine, but don't be delving into people's personal lives. Like, what is that achieving? Do you know what I mean? This is what I was saying.
So your frustration was, just for a bit of background on the page, your frustration was calling out affairs that... Not how the fuck do we know if that happened or not?
Not affairs. It was...
There was affairs being mentioned.
Oh yeah, there was affairs being mentioned. But this particular one, I don't know what it was that I had seen that day. I was just like, this is just achieving absolutely nothing. And who the fuck are you to be even asking about that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had done the... Oh, actually she replied to... I actually have a bit of the story that I said because it stays in my DM. So I'll play a little
play
bit.
Play a little bit.
Of what I was talking about. Hang on. Wait.
This way, whatever. But you can also put in lies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, somebody could easily put into that box, oh, Jen Hatton knocked the bollocks out of my uncle back in 2016. And they'll share it.
So that was a part of the story I was talking about, the fact that anything is being said in these boxes and it's being shared. So this page replied to that part of the story. Nope. We'll always ask for proof or backup and share both sides. Heart emoji. Not one thing bad about you, because I had mentioned in it that I was following them just to see if anything was said about me, at least I could stick up for myself. And then I thought this person is very strange, the way that they text. It was like they were a politician trying to fucking dodge me question or something. And then in the second part of that message, they said, no, I won't anyway, clap emoji. But I'm a woman in my 40s. The other pages are more for the goss and not checked, which I wholeheartedly disagree with this page in particular, because none of the facts are checked.
No.
She's saying that she shares both sides. Yeah, okay. That's what, like I said, one snap will say one thing, the next snap will say a different thing. Yeah, both sides are being shared. But what's the point in that?
Yeah.
Like, fucking research and find out if it's true before you share the lie in the first place. But I wrote back to her, I understand to an extent, but the Anon boxes are like petrol to a flame as well. I know the real story behind some of the situations that people text in about, and pure lies are going out whether you think these people are giving you proof or not. The Anon boxes are just very dangerous in my opinion. They lead to speculation, and if they're not dealt with, that's when the Chinese whispers start. That's my criticism of it anyway. When then add to the fact that there's at least 5 accounts a day following Sue, in brackets, which obviously isn't your fault, but it's going to get messy. All right if bloggers are ripping consumers off, but questions about people's breakups, etc., aren't anyone else's business. She wrote back to me.
Oh, you said that.
I said that.
Sorry, I was wondering. I was like, hold on, this is exactly what she... what you publicised.
That was what I said to her. Back. These are replies which don't make much sense to me at all. Remember I screenshotted these and sent these to you going, like, is she even on the same fucking conversation that I'm on? Okay. Like, she just completely dodges any sort of thing that I say. So this is her reply. See, I don't mind answering questions. You don't mind answering questions. You get it. If you put something into your followers' eyesight and that they're going to get attached and ask, I've watched your Q&As and you don't mind, you get it. A lot don't, and a lot show the shiny shit pile, but the morning after shit and people wonder. Sorry, awful grammar. Apart from personal stuff, when people get blocked for asking questions on products nicely or ask advice, if the Instagrammer has said please ask and get ignored, they are selling good and promoting services. And if you choose to be a spokesperson and sales rep for something, then you have to answer as if you work in a shop. I share about 2% of the Anon box. You have no idea of the totally fabricated shy and hate spewing I refuse to share. But it shows people how people are genuinely hurt or fucked over by these sales reps. No, sorry, that says more about the person. It doesn't say, like, that's not the fucking blogger's fault. Like, I can't get to half of my DMs.
Uh-uh.
If somebody was to spread a load of fucking rumours because they can get back to their DM, I'm sorry, hon, that's you, not me. Like,
yeah.
It's seriously damaging for these people to promote things they don't understand for more likes. I've had people on to me that have lost lots of money on false goods, have nearly gone through with medical things and taken vitamins, etc., because of these people, only to be horribly fucked over. So if people feel relief getting something off their chest, I'll allow them. This pregnancy indigestion.
I was about to say, do you mean already?
That's just still happening. Like, what is, even is that nice? So if people feel relief getting something off their chest, I'll allow them. I have had lovely chats here with people, especially those who have hate spewed, realising that their audience isn't seeing what they intended, or they themselves didn't know the rules, because unfortunately there's more training to drive a tractor than sell medical grade products to huge followings, and how to communicate with customers. It's a very black hole that needs to be addressed before serious shit happens. But like I said, no hate, but honest disdain and hurt and scams. Like, I'm sorry, this is just, this is not the way that I'm reading it. It's the way it's fucking written. Not a comment in sight. Like, allowed always, and if someone has something up non-stop pushed, I'm not fucking reading the rest of that. She's basically saying, well, like, there's people who have been fucked over by taking these vitamins and they're trying to, like, text these bloggers and they're not getting messages back. Hon, I fucking said that in the first place. I wholeheartedly agree with calling that shit out. I literally said, stop getting involved in people's personal lives. And that's the fucking message. She basically shit spewed a lot of stuff back to me that I had already said to her. So I sent back, this is my reply, I completely understand calling out the ones who are being unethical and selling goods and services. By all means, call them out. But for instance, one anon box was, this was the anon box that went in. What's the story with Darren and her new man? I saw them on Grafton Street yesterday. And you wrote underneath it about the farmer not working out for her last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she's saying that she doesn't give her own opinion, but that was her writing under that anon box. Oh, well, obviously the farmer didn't work out last year,
mm-hmm.
right? And they said to her, what is that achieving? It's just purely for tea and it's not fair on those people. And there's been more than one. So basically a lot of people keep asking about a certain hairdresser and her husband because he's not in her snaps anymore. Now, I know the story behind that, but people just keep fucking asking, is she not a husband anymore? Like, it's none of your fucking business.
So dangerous.
It's so dangerous. So basically, I'm really fucking I know. I'm getting, but it's because her responses are so fucking shitty. Like,
well,
they're so shitty. But look, I'll go on to read the rest of the thing. It's just for tea and there's been more than one. I understand that you're getting 30 to 40 questions about it, but it's on you to share those things, not anyone else. That's where the speculation starts. Look, I'm all for calling out unethical bullshit, but I disagree with the personal things being shared, even if it's just out of curiosity. There was rumours going around about my pregnancy before I was even 12 weeks. Obviously, someone from a doctor's or a hospital told a friend somewhere along the line. I did not want that getting out for obvious reasons, but it did happen. So I know firsthand what it feels like, and it's not nice at all. That's my feelings on it anyway. Like, I'm being respectful to her. Do you know what I mean? Like, I am saying, like, this is the fucking harm that I can cause, basically. So she wrote back, this is the patronising one. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
You'll feel differently as a mom. Yeah, because I'm going to, when I have a kid, I'm going to insist that he fucking knows who Darren is going out with. Like, do you know, like, fuck off, you condescending prick. Oh, my God. Anyway, you'll feel differently as a mom. Mom, she's from Cork. These people are unfortunately the role models for our kids. It's not their fault there's no training for them, but it's still illegal. What's illegal? Getting into a new relationship, not putting your fella on your fucking Snapchat. What? What is illegal about that? I'm not talking about the fucking selling goods. I'm talking about you talking about other people's relationships. She's completely dodging the fucking questions. This is what pissed me off. And then she wrote, as I said above.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, oh, duh, she doesn't fucking stop.
Oh, my God.
As I said above, Darren made a big-ass deal about her farmer and her life, so people will ask. Darren never had her fella on her fucking Instagram. The papers did.
Oh.
Darren didn't.
Didn't know
she
that.
She never talked about him. It was the fucking papers because she couldn't get away from that.
Oh, great.
But she didn't do that. And then anytime somebody asked, was she in a relationship, she simply said yes and moved on. When they weren't in a relationship anymore, she simply said no and moved on. She did not put that in anyone's face. I'm sorry, but you are talking absolute bullshit. And like I said, nothing compared to the horrible shit people chance to spread. Those are easily weeded out, though. So, like, but, like, there is shit going out. So I left. She actually didn't reply to this when I just got the last word in. And I wrote, Feel differently as a mom? I'm agreeing with the unethical shit being called out. We'll have to agree to disagree here. As I said, I fully agree with calling out unethical bullshit. I don't agree with personal issues being discussed when it's nobody else's business. Whether people put themselves out there or not, there's usually a reason for not sharing something from their personal lives. Nobody is entitled to know anything about somebody else unless it personally affects them. And I got the scene.
You got the scene.
I got the scene and she didn't write back.
But I got the scene and I'm awkward.
I've just... She was completely dodging my fucking thing about the... Like, the only thing that she really said about the personal shit was that it was put in our faces. But she used the worst fucking example, like...
I think that... There's so much to say. And I have 15 minutes or 10 minutes to say it. But...
I think this might be longer than... Oh, yeah, she...
I've got a client. Right, so... What happened was... Page started out and it was just basically posting fucking anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking anything. Sending messages. People had bones to pick with certain people. They're sending it. Then they kind of got kickbacks. So then they started posting the positive things as well. So it would be like...
Oh, charities and stuff.
Yeah, someone being like, what is this person like? Blah, 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 blah. And then the next snap being like, what are they like? They're the nicest people in the entire world. I met them at this event too.
Mm.
You know, and they were so nice to me. So, again, just, like, what is that, though? I'm like, yeah. What? How is that providing content? Because, like, you'll believe... If I have a bone to pick with Jen...
Yeah.
I'm going to believe the shit things about Jen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to relish in the shit things being put up. I'm going to, like, love them. I'm going to screenshot them. I'm going to send them. And I'm going to remember them. So it's perpetuating that kind of hate. Mm-hmm. You're feeding into the fire. And the thing is, like, as we've said, say what you want about Bloggers Unveiled... She had facts. 90% of the time she had facts. She put up stories. She put up people driving in the cars. She did, you know, all that shit. She had like a case. Mm. And I remember speaking to her one time before because there was one person that she, quote unquote, was working on. And she was like, I have all these things, but I've no proof. So I'm fucking annoyed because I can't post it.
Yeah. Well, that's... And I remember being
like, oh, gas, like, fair really? Mm. And she was like, yeah, I just don't have the proof. And I remember being like, fair enough.
That is, yeah.
But... In the same time, it's not the fucking same. I don't see where people are coming from saying these things are needed. Because why are they needed? Don't follow the people you don't believe.
Mm, yeah.
Don't buy the affiliate links you don't think are genuine. Don't do the things that you don't think are... It's the same in every... It's as if you're getting sold something in a shop. If you're like, this lad is giving me a fucking spiel here in Currys. You're not going to buy the Hoover.
No, yeah, exactly.
So... I think there's a lot of, you know, and again, I think as much as she's saying she doesn't have a narrative and she posts the positives and she posts the negatives and bits and bobs like that, we have an example sent in from a follower here saying, ha, saying that they show both sides of the story. Look at this. And it's one gone into the Anon box.
Okay.
What's the deal with Dublin's pedo times? Close at 12:30 on a Thursday, never bleeding open.
Okay.
Another one. Don't bother going to Pello Dublin. Absolute rip-off. €35 for a boho blow dry. My hair's just past my shoulders. Fair enough if you're on Grafton Street charging that, but not the Swords Road. ...
Okay.
And then I've got... The Maz on a Mission Facebook page is dangerous. The moderators think they're gods. For that, that was an Anon box thing. Okay. And then she posted it with this quote, which is obviously her own opinion. I was a member and left because it got very vicious in the comments to each other. And then another one, it was a screenshot from Poppy Lynch. And it was like, Poppy had said, do you feel like the new Kale pages or do you feel like they copied you? Poppy said, I love them. We even have a group chat. They didn't copy me at all. They came up with their own ideas. Shite is my favourite account. I do be dug into their story every day. They said, same, I absolutely love Poppy. We get sent different things, we share different things, and we can, no copying. This page actually brought me to Poppy. She's so lovely.
Mm.
So what narrative is that giving about Pella?
Oh, so it's just giving a bad one.
Yeah. But then, you know, there was one story sent in being like, sure, what are you talking about? Like, Pello, that's a good price for a blow dry and blah, 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 blah.
€35.
I mean, personally, I'm like, €35 is a really good price for a blow dry, really, for a boho blow dry.
You're working in a
little take a good bit of time.
Shitty shopping centre. Yeah. Blow dries are like 45. Just stop.
Literally. So, you know, see things like that, though. That's really damaging.
Yeah.
That can be really damaging.
Yeah.
And there was one thing that I said to you, and this is something that I just cannot get on board with, and it's discussing people's wages, their money and their salary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. So there was another one that was put in. They were putting up bridal prices for a makeup artist and being like, how dare she charge that? Mm. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you actually kidding me? She's a woman. It's her business. She has a family. That's her fucking business. I was like, is this happening? Are you actually posting this? How do you not see that this is so damaging?
Yeah.
Because there's, obviously, she's not short of clients. But at the same time, how dare you? How fucking dare you?
Yeah.
Post someone's wages. We wouldn't sit here and post a fucking nurses. We wouldn't post a guards.
That's true.
So why are you posting it about a makeup artist? Because you feel for some reason in your head that they shouldn't be earning the money that they're earning.
Mm.
There's going to be Kevin Murphy's and there's going to be Johnny's from down the roads running salons and running salon brands. Why aren't you screaming crying about Kevin?
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
There's going to be Valentino's and there's going to be Verso.
Yeah.
You know? Why aren't you screaming crying about Valentino charging a grand for your shoes?
That's very true, yeah, when you think about it like that.
Like, there's different, there's premium prices for things all over the world. There's premium, people charge certain things for certain makeups. It happens all the time. Obviously, I'm different because I work freelance, so I understand. And there's plenty of times that people have been like, that's actually too pricey for me. And I've been like, no problem.
Yeah, see you later.
Or there's been people that have been like, grand, that's a great bargain. And I've been like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You sit yourself where you are due to where you see yourself and the way that you want to, like, there's so many factors to working for yourself, obviously. But just stuff like, how is that? Oh, how is that helping anyone?
Yeah, no, it's really not. It's not like, it's, and then as well, it's very hard to, nobody's really going to be able to grasp this, but you also need to put yourself in the shoes of the person. Forget how you feel about them, right? Say you're one of the people who write into those anon boxes, has anybody got any tea on Laura's views, right? No matter how much you could hate Laura's views, and that's the reason why you're sending that in, forget your feelings for a minute. Say your message prompts a load of people to talk shit about Laura's views.
Yeah.
Put yourself in Laura's fucking shoes there. How would you feel? Like, people think that they nearly feel entitled to make these people feel like shit, and they're just like, nah, this is gas. Absolutely loved it. Like, this is amazing. Absolutely. Put yourself in their fucking shoes for just 1 minute. Like, stop. And then as well, I know people hate hearing this, and I kind of hate hearing, I know there are people that you would hate watch.
Yeah.
And people,
we all have them.
We all have them. We do. Like, nobody can fucking deny, you do hate watch some people. And like we said,
and even people you know, like, there's some people that I know that I hate watch. Yeah. And I'm like, I actually can't. They're so cringy on social media.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it as well. And then, like we said earlier on, you dip in and out sometimes. You know what I mean? You might even like the person, but you do dip in and out. Hate watching does go on. And I know people hate hearing this, but if somebody is making you feel shit about yourself, please unfollow them.
Yeah.
Please don't put yourself through that. Like, I know people who watch others and feel like actually fucking their phone off a wall after watching them. Why are you doing that to yourself?
Yeah. Mute them. If you know them, mute them.
Yeah.
If you have to follow them for whatever, because there is a few of them. Yeah, we do have to follow certain people. We can't get away with unfollowing. Mute them. Yeah. The mute button's there, which is a brilliant invention.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And you're just, nobody is doing this to you but you. You're choosing to watch this. Do you know what I mean? Like, and like, I do get the premise of gossip pages, and look, I love a bit of drama as much as the next person. I actually
love it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Like, love it. Sometimes I'm just fucking here for it. When it's warranted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be seeing fucking things like, oh, has anybody got a bit of tea on this? What's the story with Horner fella? What's the story with, oh, I don't know. That's another thing about this page. Like, why take that fucking responsibility when you don't follow half of the people that are discussed?
But also, imagine if you and Adam broke up, how painful that would be.
Oh my God, imagine somebody sent that, somebody found out and sent that in.
You would feel like getting under, like getting, finding a bin and hopping into it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I really fucking would. Like, I already felt like that. You were the one who copped. No, who sent it to me first? It was you.
Yeah.
Who sent, somebody put up on Bloggers Unveiled UK.
Yeah.
A comment. Is Jen Hatton Prego?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
your world collapsed.
It collapsed. I was 8 weeks pregnant.
Yeah. And you felt like getting sick.
Didn't even know if there was a fucking heartbeat. Like,
yeah.
How?
Yeah.
How? The only people that knew were you and my family. Like, how did that's what I'm saying. It would have been somebody in a hospital who told a friend of a friend.
Yeah, or saw you in a chemist buying pregnancy vitamins or, like, speculating. Yeah. There's loads of things, do you get me?
But that was so fucking dangerous. Imagine, like, touch wood, and obviously, this, like, trigger warning here. Imagine I had gone for a scan and there was no harpy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after being put out there.
Yeah. Like that. It was. That was a very, like, I think that was when it really clicked for you. Because I remember before we used to have, like, debates about it and you were always on the fence.
I was always on the fence and I did always support the call out pages and I did just like, fuck it, look, it's a bit of tea, there's mm-hmm. no real harm in it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I can see the fucking damage that it can do, like, do you know what I mean?
It, like, it can, it's even little things like that and, you know, there's been horrible things written about me before and put up and
yeah.
it does break your heart. Now, it might break your heart for 5 minutes, but it still breaks your heart for five yeah, minutes.
It does.
Like, someone saying even something flippant and stupid,
mm.
like her voice goes through me or something.
I know, something that you can't help.
Something I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I mean, yeah. sorry, but I am monotone.
Actually, yeah, I got a fucking message from someone. I actually recognised the name from blocking her on Snapchat from last
fuck
year.
Off.
Oh, stop Gas. Her. I was, oh my God, is that your fucking one that I blocked?
Yeah.
But she messaged me on, again, it was another errant flipping thaw, but I was being really sarcastic on Instagram. It was a couple of weeks ago and I was just like, so that's how my day has been. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just a really sarcastic thing. I was obviously coming on, people would have getting a laugh out of it, and she was just like, oh my God, be happy, chin up, you're always so fucking down lately. As if, like, she knows me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I've gone to the effort of blocking you on Snapchat. You know I've blocked you on Snapchat. You've gone ahead and you've signed up to Instagram and you followed me and you're still at
still
it. Like, what is wrong with you?
I know.
What's actually wrong with
you? I do wonder. It's like,
it's a bit psychotic in fairness. Like,
it's like when, you know, like, I was even saying to Jen there, like, I pulled up photos of me from 4 or 5 years ago last night, and one of them, where I was like, ha, gas, look at me there, four stone lighter, was sent like 12 times.
Oh yeah, we can see the navigation.
And I was like, rude of you to be sending that photo, right?
Yeah,
but then you're also like, it makes you think, it makes you be like,
you're in a group chat somewhere, they're talking about how skinny you used to be, like, what the fuck?
Or they're being like, you know, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is discussing this shit?
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'll put up something so random, like, oh, I was out for drinks with my cousins the other night in my cousin's bar and we were doing a cocktail tasting and I put it up and it was sent 2 times.
Yeah, they are random.
You're a fucking space cadet.
Yeah.
Why are you sending that? Do you know what I mean? But then it's because this is how people are. They'd be like, look at her out on a Thursday night with her cousins. Who does she think she is? Look at her in this bar having cocktails.
But do you know what? I'd nearly rather somebody did that rather than send me a message saying, oh, look at the fucking stadium in that bar now having a little cocktail.
Oh, well, again, it goes to the point of, if you've something to say, if you, and it, believe me, I've got group chats going with my mates too. Me and Jen have fucking group chats going. You send stuff and you're like, fucking gas, have a look at this here now.
Yeah.
I keep it private to my friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I keep it private to my friends.
Yeah, you don't go on a group.
I don't go on to a 50k plus page.
Yeah.
Because I have a bone to pick with this person, or I personally don't like them. Or yeah. I personally don't have a vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, just before we finish up, there has been positive things. You can't deny that. There has been positive things that have been shared on these pages, like charities, notable charities. There's like On the Grid, there's like Who's Your Favourite like makeup artist, who's your favourite hairdresser, who's your favourite comedian. All that has been shared, so I will put that out there. I just don't agree with the kind of relationship talking about people's kids and stuff like that. I didn't even get to get through my box.
Yeah,
that's how much we had to say about this. I don't know, maybe after people listen to this, if they give us more opinions, will we do a part two sometime?
Maybe we'll do a part two.
Yeah.
We'll see how far this goes, shall we?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, we'll see how far it goes.
Happening, like, you know,
still
I mean?
Happening, still happening all the time.
We could have talked about BU and had a whole episode about that and just been like, all right, that's the end of that. But this is actually happening in real time. It's happening all over again.
And it's also, so I was about this, lad, sorry, it's just I have a client, so I can't
keep going.
But it's funny, and it's something that resonated with me. Emma Kerwin, who you've worked with before.
Emma,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
He was on The Late Late Show and they were discussing politics and they were discussing he went to college with Varadkar. Varadkar or Taoiseach.
Are they the same age?
I think so.
Fuck off. They are not the same age.
I don't know, but he was saying that he was like, I was in Trinity at the same time.
Alright, I'm gonna
So I was like, gas, where you like, you know, you know when you're like, gas, where are you both? But he said basically it was really interesting. If I see it, I'll link it onto won't link it, but I'll give you the thing. But at the end he was like basically saying politicians in this country have led us to believe that our neighbours are doing damage to us. And that it's the guy next door to you that you're wondering how he got that car and how he got that, rather than wondering, is looking around you and seeing how the country has basically got this narrative going.
Yeah.
And it resonated so hard with me. Okay. Because it's so true. It's like when you keep your eyes off the things that are important, they start making you look over your shoulder to other people.
Yeah.
And it was like such a, and it goes back to that thing, what Sally says about Susie says more about Sally than it does about Susie.
It definitely does, in hindsight. And like, once you can get out of the rut of wanting all that tea and to hook it up to your veins and, you know, wanting all that gossip, once you can step outside that and like look at what's actually going on, that's when I think you can get into the proper headspace that you should be in.
Exactly.
Focusing on yourself, focusing on what your hopes and dreams are and achieving them rather than looking at and being jealous and envious of other people and why they have it and you don't.
But also look at who's really fucking you over. Is it your local TD? Like, what are the things that like are stopping you from progressing in your life? Is it because you can't buy a house? Is it because you can't afford to do this? Is it because healthcare bills are crippling you? Mm-hmm. And I think I'll screen record it and put it up, because it was like, obviously he's so inspiring. But after that, I was like, fuck. It just goes to show, because it was the way that he said it. He was like, you know, you're too busy looking at your neighbour to fucking get your head out of the ground and have a look around you and see what's being done to you as a person. If we all actually copped on, we could get stuff done.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God.
Love that.
And he was saying this to Ryan Tuberty, who's also one of, you know.
Yeah, big head.
Ireland's most overpaid. So it's funny, isn't it? It's just it's just something that's totally stuck with me.
I love him. You should, like, even sitting down having a fucking conversation with Emmett, you're just like, ugh, your jaw just be on the floor. You just,
you're like,
ugh. Anything he spews is just fucking not
you're like the inspiration is radiating off you. I adore that.
Adore you for that.
Next week. Debt.
Oh, debt.
Debt busters.
We're going to be talking about, would you tell them, Carla? This was your big thing. You were just like, let's do this.
Yeah, well, I just think it's great. And it was something that was written into us by a follower, actually.
The WhatsApp.
I thought it was super interesting. So we're going to be covering debt. So how people have gotten into debt, how Ireland has kind of have this debt culture. Is it something that stemmed out from the UK? It was a massive, you know, you always see the ads on TV, debt collectors, we will take a massive percentage out of the fact that
Providence is huge, yeah.
Yeah, so
quick, think.
Yeah.
Quick. For the boiler.
And
Wonga.com.
Wonga. So this is another big thing. Wonga's payday. What's it called? Payday advance? Debt culture. How it's became such a big thing. Was it something that was always around? Or is it something that's just not really been talked about?
Easy to go to the credit union.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we want to hear about you. We want to hear about your loans gone right, your loans gone wrong. If you've taken out a loan and you regret it. If you've taken out a loan and it was the best thing you've ever done. Tell us all your bits. Tell us all your stories. We want to hear from you. Jen has her own experiences. I have my own experiences. We're going to be discussing the facts, the figures and everything else.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'd
love to do a bit of a call out for somebody to, like, if anybody in within a financial institution situation would be able to either get on a phone call with us for this or send us in a voice with a little bit. Actually, a phone call would be brilliant because we could ask questions then.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Or if you were free, we could come to you and record with you.
Yeah.
That'd be great. We'd love a little bit of an expert so that we can look like we know what we're talking about. That's it. Is that it?
That's it. That has to be it, unfortunately.
So we will talk to you guys later. Bye.